course, one movie everybody's crazy about is Saturday Night Fever. Hear the Bee Gees of How Deep Is Your Love.
WPGC will soon give people all over the Washington area the chance to go for the cash.
Go for it.
The game is simple. Tell us the last three songs we play and you win an automatic $10. You can stop right there or go for more. All the way up to $500 cash.
Go for it.
Go for it. Starts Monday morning with Jim Elliott on WPGC.
That's extra light. Half the calories, all the taste. Naturally.
Pick up a can or bottle of Pabst Extra Light and discover the facts of light. Fact, you'll find that Pabst Extra Light has half the calories of our regular beer, so it's far less filling than most other light beers. Fact, at the top of the Pabst Extra Light label, you'll find two words that tell you about the taste of Pabst Extra Light. Naturally brewed. The choicest natural ingredients are used to give you that great beer taste. The facts of light are right on the label for you to see. Pabst Extra Light is the first naturally brewed light beer with no artificial ingredients and only half the calories of our regular beer. Now that you know the facts of Pabst Extra Light, take a six-pack home and see what we mean. Pabst Extra Light. Half the calories, all the taste. Naturally.
Pabst Extra Light. Half the calories, all the taste. Naturally.
If you're interested in therapy for a problem that you're having, call Area A Foundation, which is a confidential mental health service. Want some more information? Call 872-8440 or get in touch with Scott Carpenter at WPGC. Here's Steely Dan from Asia and Deacon Blues. WPGC with Ron Lewis. Good morning. Here's what's happening. In one of the worst terrorist attacks in Israel's history, Palestinian guerrillas Saturday invaded Israel from the sea and forced a bus packed with civilian hostages into a running battle with Israeli forces. Unofficial reports say at least 21 persons were killed and about 75 wounded, not counting troops and terrorists involved in a fierce gun battle. While U.S. Marshals continue serving local union officials with government orders to end the coal strike, negotiators for the United Mine Workers and coal producers meet again today in an effort to hack out a new contract. 30 million French voters are expected to turn out Sunday in national elections that could spell victory for a coalition of communists and socialists. Earthquakes on Saturday shook northeastern Washington state and the city of Messina on the island of Sicily, but little damage was reported in either location. Well, there's a bill on the floor of the Minnesota Senate to ban the electric drum, an instrument that maintains percussive rhythm mechanically and is the backbone of European disco. The bill was submitted by State Senator Colin Peterson, who plays in a band called The Establishment. Peterson drafted the bill after his drummer told him of a musician who had fired his rhythm section and replaced them all with a machine. WPGC Metro weather becoming cold with rain tonight, low by 35, high today 55 degrees. Current Washington temperature 40 degrees at WPGC. WPGC with Ron Lewis. A lot of people calling up asking about whatever happened to such and such a group and whatever. Here's one they're asking about. England Dad and John Ford Coley. Yeah, they've got a new one. Never have to say goodbye. WPGC with some new and mighty-eyed good music from England Dad and John Ford Coley. Never have to say goodbye. WPGC with Ron. I'm going to give you a chance to win a copy of Ted Nugent's LP and qualify for that big trip to see the California Jam out there on the West Coast in just a few minutes. WPGC with Ron Lewis, still recovering from the great weather we had yesterday, Saturday that is. A whole lot of people went out and got their cars washed, but unfortunately it's going to rain today. It's sorry to pass on the bad news, so. WPGC with Ron Lewis just sailing away into the moonlight at 6, of course. Hey, a mini-employment workshop is going to be held at the Silver Spring Library on March 15th at 7:30 in the evening.
Want some more information? Just call 565-7689.
WPGC, in conjunction with the World of Wheels Custom Car Show at the Armory, March 17th through 19th, will be giving away a pinball machine. You can register to win the pinball machine at the WPGC display at the World of Wheels Show or by sending your name, address, and phone number to Pinball, WPGC, Post Office Box 8550, Washington, D.C., 20027. Winner will be chosen at random on the Scott Carpenter Show on Tuesday, March 21st. So register either in person at the show or by mail to WPGC. Deadline for entries is midnight Friday, March 17th. WPGC.
WPGC with Ron Lewis. Good morning. Here's what's happening. Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin has postponed his trip to Washington because of Saturday's bloody Arab guerrilla raid in Israel. Two boatloads of terrorists commandeered two buses of picnickers and then got in a fierce battle with Israeli troops. At least 30 people were killed and more than 60 wounded. President Carter sent his condolences to Begin, who had planned to leave today, for what was being billed as a crucial round of Mideast peace negotiations. Israel's defense minister is rushing home from New York at this time. The coal contract negotiations have adjourned for the evening after both sides reported making some progress in Saturday's 2.5 hours of bargaining. They resume their talks later today. Federal marshals served back-to-work orders on coal mine union leaders around the country Saturday. Strikers dumped a load of coal in front of the White House in protest of the government efforts to end the 96-day-old walkout. Earthquakes were reported on Saturday in Seattle, Washington, and Messina, Sicily. Buildings were shaken, but no serious damage or injuries were reported in either tremor. The federal government is warning marijuana smokers to watch out for Mexican weed, which has been sprayed with a poisonous pesticide. The pesticide is used to kill the plants, but some have made their way to California. And in sports last night in the NBA, the Washington Bullets lost to San Antonio 116-101. WPGC Metro weather becoming cold with rain tonight, low by 35, high today 55 degrees. Current Washington temperature 40 degrees at WPGC. WPGC with the latest from Andrew Gold.
Thank you for being a friend.
WPGC with Ron Lewis and Andrew Gold. Thank you for being a friend at 156.
Here's another WPGC sound off.
In response to a sound off, I would like to explain why police officers turn on their lights and sirens at intersections. In Montgomery County, there is a system of response codes. Code 1 calls are minor, where the officer gets to the scene as soon as possible. A code 2 call, however, is a potentially dangerous situation that could at any second turn into a major incident. Those few seconds it takes to sit at a light could cost a life. Code 3 responses, an officer is running a burglary in progress or a man with a gun type of call, full speed ahead with lights and siren on. Remember, the police are relying on the information received from the caller. A hysterical citizen can make a statement that the police feel deserves a code 2 or 3 response when the incident may have only required a code 1 response. Don't ever forget that the police are out there to help you. Their response time may save a life. Maybe yours. An understanding and foreign citizen from Rockville, your response is welcome.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.
WPGC FM Morningside. It's 2 o'clock with Ron Lewis, giving you a chance to pick up a copy of Ted Nugent's LP and qualifying you to go to Los Angeles to the California Jam. It's all coming up sometime in minutes on Music Radio. WPGC with Ron Lewis. Everybody's caught up telling me they have the Saturday Night Fever on this Sunday morning.